The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
It's Tuesday, the 5th of April. Happy birthday if today is your birthday. Happy day after Monday. Day before Wednesday. This is the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with my friend Kara Schillen. We are here to present to you on a silver platter conversation about things in depth in this hour. A little more about the Wisconsin primary maybe than you need to know. Today is primary day in Wisconsin on Wisconsin. So those of you who are cheesers, there are 48 delegates on the line for the Republicans, 96 for the Dems. Here, in order to explain what's going on and why perhaps the primary matters a lot for the Republicans, is talk radio host Bill Handel.
It could have a substantial impact for a couple reasons. First of all, whatever momentum is lost or gained. And if Trump wins Wisconsin, that pushes him over the 50% mark. And a lot of politicos are saying, okay, that's decisive at this point. In addition to being divisive. Wow, gee, Donald Trump. And that will, for the most part, wrap it up. That's what the political experts say. It'll be pretty hard to beat him after that. Now, if Trump loses to Cruz, which is probably going to happen, then it gets harder for him to reach the magical number of 1237 needed to secure the nomination before the national convention in July.
All right. For some reason, I was expecting him to go on longer because he usually does. He's an excellent radio host, works at KFI in Los Angeles. Okay, so the Wisconsin primary and what's at stake? And what do you think is the most desirable outcome from your perspective? 888-302-3684. Email to Doug at DougSteffen.com and Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day. Those are social media ways to be in touch. Here's a political analyst named Bruce Marcus who talks about Governor Scott Walker there in Wisconsin endorsing Ted Cruz.
Donald Trump doesn't seem to be a good fit in Wisconsin. A lot of Republicans I've talked to, I've gone to debate watch parties, I've talked to legislators, I've talked to party activists, I went to the big event they had in Milwaukee, the Republicans had Friday. Trump has talked about how bad things are going in Wisconsin. Well, that's not really necessarily true. The state unemployment rate is below the national average. He's been bad-mouthing Walker, who is popular among Republicans. Guys, he's not that popular overall anymore. His approval ratings have been low. They've been in the 30s. That failed presidential campaign hurt him. But he's popular among Republicans. He's been a folk hero ever since the collective bargaining flap here, and he pushed through the collective bargaining limits on public employees. So Trump has been ripping Walker, who has endorsed Cruz, and Walker was never a big fan of Trump anyway, but he felt compelled to endorse Cruz the other day and is campaigning with Ted Cruz. So it's hurt him here. And in talking to a lot of Republicans at that gala on Friday night, a lot of them didn't like Trump to begin with, and he's made his situation worse with some of his anti-Walker rhetoric.
All right. So as far as Trump is concerned, do you think he ought to just walk away from this? He's not going to walk away. But if you vote for Cruz, you're going to lose. If Cruz becomes the nominee, for sure Hillary Clinton will be the president. If Donald Trump is the nominee, either way. That's the way I look at it at this point. How do you look at it? 888-302-3684. Here's a reporter named Joe Gomez who talks about the polls here in Wisconsin.
Well, it looks like the latest poll out from CBS News suggests that Ted Cruz has a about a 6-point lead over Donald Trump. Two previous polls from different other polling services indicate that Ted Cruz has a 10-point lead over Trump. So he still is maintaining some sort of a lead ahead of the Donald. On the Democratic side, Bernie Sanders is pulling ahead of Hillary Clinton by about 5 points in a lot of polls.
All right. So who's there to stump for Trump? Sarah Palin made an appearance for the Trumpster, and it didn't seem to go much better than the first go-around for her, maybe even not as well as that.
The question that I got the most afterward, from people there and then afterward who were, had been watching at home, what was wrong with Sarah Palin? Sarah Palin, God bless her, was awful. She was simply awful. Incoherent awful. We couldn't understand the point she was making, quite frankly, and that is what was that was why the crowd didn't respond. This is the question I got asked most afterward. What was with Palin? Did she not know her speech? Did she realize it was a tough crowd? Was she drunk? A couple of people asked me. No, she wasn't drunk. But I tell you, she walked onto the stage unprepared, because she always is. There are a few things that went wrong here. First of all, Sarah Palin is always unprepared, truth be told. Watch her speeches. She has a binder of bullet points that she then glances down at, and she wings it. And sometimes it works for her, and often it doesn't. So that's the baseline truth about Sarah Palin on speeches. She's really not good. They aren't that great because she wings them off the top of her head and off of bullet points. But what happened Friday night is she had no confidence in the crowd. She had no confidence in the normal applause lines that she uses. Those applause lines will normally buy her more time to look down at her notes and think about what's coming next. And so she took the stage with no confidence in the crowd, no confidence in herself, no confidence in her normal applause lines, and she just wanted to race through it and get this over with. She mumbled from moment one, even mumbled through her normal applause lines that you have to sell. And I tell you, it got worse as she went on. I was sitting right at the stage, and half the time I couldn't tell what she was saying or what she was talking about.
How about that? When I think about the history of Sarah Palin, it seems to be one misstep after another, after another, after another. Why is it that she has appeal? And then you could ask, I suppose people would say, all right, if you're asking the question about why she has appeal, then why does Donald Trump have appeal? That's a question that any number, she just doesn't have any intellectual base. Trump does. Whether you like his intellectual base or not remains to be seen. But she, and so why would he encourage her to go around? What does she bring out? What does she bring to the polls? Who's going to go vote for Trump after hearing from Sarah Palin, who was not already going to vote for Trump? That's the way I would want to, and that would work in any circumstance, whether it's a political rally or somebody selling something. Can you sell? That's what she's there for. She's there as a pitch person. She's there as she's a vote getter or not. And or not, I think, is the answer there. 14 after the hour here on Good Day.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Welcome to Staples.
Hey, Staples guy, I'm opening a business next door.
Well, welcome to the neighborhood. You know, Staples can print custom signs and banners to help get the word out.
Great, but I gotta watch every dime.
We have low prices every day. And with Staples Price Match Guarantee, you can always get the lowest price.
Perfect.
So when's the grand opening?
Yesterday.
I had no idea.
Neither did anyone else.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples, make more happen.
Price Match, good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
Like a lot of you, I used to struggle with my rest. That was before I met Mike Lindell and was fit for My Pillow. This is a different story now. My Pillow is fit to me. It'll be fit to you. How you sleep, how you're on your side or your back. My Pillow fits perfectly. At night, you move the patented My Pillow fill to the right place for you. It supports your head, your neck. It'll cradle you, and you'll get a great night's sleep. This is a life changer. My Pillow doesn't go flat. It doesn't get hot, and the patented fill stays put. You'll like
like it, and you'll sleep like a baby. Here's the special offer. Buy one MyPillow, and you'll get another one for your partner free. Two pillows for the price of one. Don't get another bad night's rest. Call 800-874-8985. That's 800-874-8985. Use the promo code DS for your free pillow. Start sleeping better right away. Call 800-874-8985 or go to MyPillow.com. Be sure to use the promo code DS.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
When you're a kid, monsters live under your bed. When you're a grown-up, monsters come in the mail. You know, bills. But by refinancing your mortgage with Quicken Loans, you could save hundreds of dollars each month. Money you can use to shrink those monstrous bills down to a size that's not nearly as scary. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit us at quickenloans.com. Again, that number is 800-QUICKEN. Buy in. Quicken Loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
17 after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. The Wisconsin primary is on our plate at the moment. Here is a discussion of the delegate vote and how it gets awarded in Wisconsin.
We've heard some headlines where they say, you know, Wisconsin, winner take all, but that's not necessarily true. It's really more along the lines of winner takes most. So how does the delegate selection work there in Wisconsin? Why is it so important that we know that it's fairly unique?
Sure, and it's different for the two parties. So for the Republican Party, it is generally a winner take all system, but there's also some delegates that are apportioned by congressional district, which is why we see the possibility of someone like John Kasich maybe doing well in a more moderate or liberal-leaning congressional district and being able to pick up a little bit of support there. On the Democratic side, it's a little more complicated. There's some aspect of pledged delegates of winner-take-all. That's the majority of the delegates, but then there are also 10 superdelegates who are unpledged and can go how they choose.
Right, and without getting too much into the weeds, if Bernie Sanders does end up winning Wisconsin, there will still be quite a few delegates, almost half, that will go to Clinton. Is that correct?
Yes. A win for Sanders here symbolically is a good thing for him, but in terms of numbers, may not make that huge of a difference for him.
All right. So the delegate count is important. Here's Molly McGrath from Vote Riders, who helps those that need to get transportation and get voter identification cards.
When you look at the numbers of 300,000 Wisconsin registered voters who do not have an ID to vote, when you look at the Marquette poll of 16% of Wisconsin voters do not know they need a photo ID to vote or don't think they need one. So there's a lot of misinformation and there's a lot of people impacted by the law.
Why is it that people don't have some kind of ID? How do you not have some form of identification, some registration? You have a driver's license, so who doesn't have a driver's license? And if there are 300,000 people in Wisconsin can't be without a driver's license. This doesn't make any sense to me at all. Here's a reporter named Nick Bohr talking about the long lines at the DMV this week in order to get voter IDs.
Before waiting in line to vote, many people are waiting in line here at the DMV to get an ID.
At times, the line inside the Wisconsin DMV office on Chase stretched through the door, more than 20 people deep. The busy outpost comes even after the state extended hours Saturday to allow more people the opportunity to get their IDs in time for the election.
With large turnouts expected, this may be the biggest test yet of Wisconsin's voter ID requirement.
All right. So I'm glad they have voter ID. I think every state ought to have voter ID. But, you know, I don't get all these people driving around without a license. Is that what's going on here? It's 21 after the hour. This is the Doug Steffens Good Day Tuesday program.
Our Are your Google search results killing you?
Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profit. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Is the CEO and chief economist at Gold Goliath, which is a retirement investment company. He's got 25 years in the business, and he has some interesting ideas. A lot of people look at what's going on in the markets. I was talking about this earlier, Ken, how good the markets are. And when it comes to precious metals, do the value of these metals reflect on what the market is doing? As the market goes up, do the values of these metals go up?
In an era of free markets, that's correct, where you have actually the markets setting the prices, but we don't have that anymore, whether it be Wall Street or the physical precious metals. Basically, what we're seeing right now is the Fed has lost control after almost 8 years of trying to pump up the stock markets. The stock markets, really the performance, should be indicative of the U.S. economy. And if the U.S. economy is healthy, then individuals are investing in their 401s. The stocks are rising. But what we've seen over the past many years, primarily since 2008, the majority of jobs added in the U.S. have been part-time, low-wage, those that are available. Well, at the same time that the U.S. economy is struggling, we've seen the stock market rise. January 1st of 2016, we saw the realities of what's really taking place in the markets. They don't have anything foundationally supporting their credibility anymore, with the exception of lip service taking place. So basically, that's what's taking place, is the markets are telling us there's no productivity to support the gains that you've seen. And that's why we've seen drastic losses coming in beginning January 1. And from that date, we saw the stock markets rise, but the majority of that was based on individuals liquidating their short positions, giving a false illusion that everything is okay and that the markets are bumping back up. when in actuality, Doug, they're not.
Well, shorting is something a lot of people don't really understand. You're basically betting against rather than for, whether it's a commodity, a stock, whatever it is. And so, and I have a friend, by the way, as an example of this, who's in the oil and gas business, and he's made a ton of money this year betting against himself, in essence. So that doesn't sound like anything. It's not positive. It's negative, except you get more money at the end of the day for you.
Sure, and that's the reality. The as you said, the average individual doesn't understand these individuals have been liquidating for 9 calendar weeks their short positions, fearing coming losses. These are large hedge funds. They're institutional and private investors. These individuals are very savvy. They know when to purchase and they know when to sell, and that's what's taking place.
Well,
and
they know,
unfortunately.
Right. They know the business end of it, but you don't as an investor necessarily, so you get hooked.
Yes.
So is now, as the market is stronger, and traditionally when you look back at it, this is something that I've never asked anybody before when I've talked about this, so let's see if I can put the question, phrase it properly, for us to get a good answer from you. The fact that the markets are better and stronger now, does that mean now is the time to get into things that don't dilute or go down, tangible wealth?
Before the 2008 housing collapse, we warned individuals years in advance it was coming. The Fed said, no, it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. We're warning individuals again.
Yeah.
It's here. So, Doug, I'd like to have the opportunity to tell your listeners to give us a call at 1-800-577-3195 with any questions and visit us on the web at goldgoliath.com. That's goldgoliath with an A, .com.
Yeah. Goldgoliath.com. Ken Williams, good information. Thank you. 51 after on Good Day.
Raising ducks sounds a lot like raising kids, except for the egg-laying part, that is. Stay tuned for the Successful Farming Radio Magazine.
America. She never stops. Thanks to the financial support of Farm Credit, neither do the agricultural producers and rural businesses that call her home. Since the beginning, we've been helping them show the world what hard work can achieve. But the job is far from over. Beyond the fields, orchards, and prairies, America continues to grow. To keep pace, rural communities will need to grow too. Better equipment to grow more crops, updated facilities for safe and secure production, dependable access to utilities and infrastructure. Today and tomorrow, as rural America fulfills its potential to rise a little higher, grow a little further, we'll be there, just as we have for 100 years. Learn more at farmcredit100.com.
Mike Missouri's a computer engineer by day, but in the evenings, he and his wife, Teresa, are duck farmers.
We've trained our ducks at night. They're either already in the barn, or when we go out and they're still outside, we start clapping our hands and tell them bedtime, and they all line up and march into the barn. So we do have a pond. Normally, the ducks aren't allowed to go to it because they quickly realize that once they're out in the middle, they don't have to listen to me to go to bed. So they prefer to stay out there all night. So we make sure they don't have access to it.
Missouri Family Farm near Clarksville, Ohio, is home to about 300 ducks, a handful of turkeys and geese, and even a few Japanese quail. They sell their duck eggs in local stores, supply them to restaurants in the area, and sell them on farm as well. For the
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Destroy harmful bacteria, allergens, bedbugs, dust mites, fleas in your home with the Ladybug Steam Vapor System. The Ladybug dies deep on surfaces without any toxic residue. Traditional control agents contain toxic chemicals which do more harm than good. Sanitize and disinfect using just water. Quick, fast, and surprisingly easy.
Find out more now by calling 800-997-6584. Ask for Randy. That's 800-997-6584. Or go to advap.com/GCN. That's advap.com/GCN.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Now 33 after the hour on the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with my friend Kara Schillen, with a focus once again on the Panama Papers. This thing started over the weekend. Really quite interesting. Lots of gossip, lots of talk, lots of investigation, actually, into the activities of some of the world's most powerful people. All these leaked documents from a Panamanian law firm showing all this wrongdoing by some. It's legal to do this. It's just in some circumstances, most circumstances, actually depends on how the money got to these offshore companies and the structure of the arrangements. Very high profile politicians, public figures, companies, financial institutions that were used for activities. The connection between Vladimir Putin and people who are in China, Britain, Iceland, Pakistan, president of Ukraine. That's really a strange one when you understand what the political realities are. The relationship between Putin and Ukraine, this really brings into focus the military-industrial complex, because that's really what this is all about. This massive leak, 11 million documents. And all the people who are involved say, oh, we didn't do anything wrong. This is A-OK. It really, whether it's wrong or it isn't wrong in terms of legality, it stinks in many different ways because it points to the military-industrial complex and how people, look at the president of Ukraine, who's supposed to be the sworn enemy of Vladimir Putin, is in a financial deal with him. As are important figures in France and Australia, New Zealand and Austria and Sweden, Netherlands. So they're all the leaders of these countries are starting investigations. The company is called Mossack Fonseca, which is a Panamanian law firm. It set up more than 240,000 offshore companies for all these people all around the globe and says, we didn't do anything wrong. Nothing wrong here. Here's Vanessa Holder from the Financial Times explaining what is in these papers a little bit more in depth.
11.5 million documents for over 200,000 entities connected to people in more than 200 countries have been leaked from Mossack Fonseca, a Panamanian law firm. The leak includes emails, financial spreadsheets, passport information and corporate records spanning from 1977 to the end of 2015. The International Consortium of Investigative Journalists, which spent a year investigating the documents, said most of the services of the offshore industry are legal if used by the law-abiding. But the documents showed that banks, law firms and other offshore players often failed to follow legal requirements designed to ensure clients are not involved in criminal enterprises, tax dodging or political corruption. The ICIJ said its data revealed dealings with at least 33 people and companies blacklisted by the US government because of evidence of activities such as doing business with Mexican drug lords. Mossack Fonseca told the ICIJ that it does not foster or promote illegal acts. Tax authorities in countries such as Australia, New Zealand and the UK said they're ready to follow up allegations of tax evasion and money laundering. The Panama Papers are likely to have a big impact on the global crackdown on tax havens. Panama is one of just four jurisdictions that have refused to sign up to global transparency rules, apart from the US, which has adopted similar but different rules. The leaked data will highlight Panama's refusal to exchange tax data automatically with other countries.
All right. So what is your spin on this? What I am most upset about is the connection to the military-industrial complex and how obvious it is that these people are together. They stir the pot. They cause the problems. This is a theory that I've been expounding on for a long, long time, and it has never had any traction until now. It could be, oh, no, that wouldn't happen. Of course it's happening. That's what you get. That's where they make all this money. Here's Nina Dos Santos reporting on some of the reaction by the leaders who were highlighted in this big leak.
Vladimir Putin, whose associates are said to funnel $2 billion through banks and offshore firms, allegations his aide describes as, quote, fibs. Argentina's new president, Mauricio Macri, who denies the suggestion that he owned an undeclared stake in a Bahamas-based firm. And Iceland's Prime Minister, Sigmundur Gunnlaugsson, under fire for failing to disclose ties to an offshore company which was run by his wife. When pressed on the matter, he stormed out of this interview with Swedish TV. With so many allegations, some governments say that they will now investigate, with the UK, France, Australia and Mexico looking at tax evasion.
Mm. Well, whether it's if it's tax evasion, that means their tax system is not adequate or appropriate because people shouldn't be forced to, or they shouldn't look at taking money out of whatever country they are. This has been a big discussion here in America because the taxation rate for those individuals who have money and big companies that are taking their business offshore, that's why they do it, because the tax situation is better somewhere else. That's a whole different discussion, but is it? It seems that's the same thing going on in some of these other countries. Here's
Do you know a lot about beer? Well, it's time for Sam Adams Know Your Beer. Not all hops taste the same. American hops. They're piney, citrusy, like a lumberjack chopping grapefruit. German hops. They're floral and spicy, a beautiful bouquet with thorns.
Ow.
English hops. Earthy and delicate, a beer lover's cup of tea. Whatever hops you like, from Rebel IPA to Boston Lager, Sam Adams is crafting a brew for you.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Safer responsibly.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
There's a new answer for people in need of serious pain relief. Lidocare has created a one-of-a-kind pain relief patch that blocks pain for up to 8 hours. With the only non-water-based lidocaine patch on the market, Lidocare uses patent-pending technology to desensitize aggravated nerves for an odor-free, ultra-flexible, dry, and light solution to pain. The Lidocare Pain Patch from the makers of Blue Emu. For long-lasting relief you can wear. Available at CVS.
QL1, this is Control. Ground crew is secure. Over.
Copy that, Control. Rocket's powering up. Over.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
Negative, Control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly and seamlessly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage approval process in minutes.
Copy that, QL1. That is fast, like rocket fast. Do you think that's why they named it Rocket Mortgage? Over.
Affirmative, Control. That's probably why they named it Rocket Mortgage. It also works on any internet-ready device, so you can get a Rocket Mortgage at any time or place you choose.
Roger that, QL1. So technically speaking, you could get a Rocket Mortgage at rocket speed from inside an actual rocket?
Please just press the button, Control. Over.
Copy that, QL1.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
There may have never been a roaring 20s, not for John and Horace Dodge. And that roar has only gotten louder over time, thanks to the Dodge Challenger and Charger RT Gap Pack Editions. 6.4-liter Hemi V8, 485 horsepower, and 475 pound-feet of torque. That's some thunder. And if you listen closely, you can almost hear the Dodge brothers. It sounds like they're still having a pretty good time. Dodge, their spirit lives on. Dodge and Hemi are registered trademarks of FCA US LLC.
Your gut. It's your engine. Your digestive core. Keep it running smoothly with the powerful digestive support of Ultimate Flora. It's the probiotic that works hard with 30 billion live cultures to help restore your body's good natural flora. Feel lighter, more energized, and happier with the high-potency probiotic Ultimate Flora by Renew Life. More power to your gut. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, we got the pieces for the pie and put back together again. I'm in a new facility, in a new studio, in a new place, and some of the connections are not as they ought to be. So we're building a perfect, this sounds like a sales pitch, doesn't it? We're building a perfect studio for you. We're building a perfect radio program for you. This is the perfect Doug Steffen Good Day program. No such thing as perfection, no matter where you are, right? There's no such thing as perfection. People make mistakes, things happen, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So back to the Panama Papers in depth here on a Good Day. Is this an example of something that was almost perfect, but yet it fell apart? I was introducing Alexei Yaroshenko, who here talks about the names found in the documents.
It includes presidents of Argentina, Mauricio Macri, the Sheikh of the United Arab Emirates, Al Nahyan, the King of Saudi Arabia, King Salman, the Prime Minister of Iceland, Gunnlaugsson, the Emir of Qatar, Hamad bin Khalifa Al Thani, as well as the Spanish royal family, even the father of one of the biggest fighters against tax evasion, UK Prime Minister David Cameron, and the Ukrainian president, Petro Poroshenko, who actually declared fight against corruption as one of his main priorities. According to the leaks, Poroshenko created his own offshore firm just 2 weeks before becoming president in May 2014. Now, not only politicians made the Panama Papers, several football officials, including the former UEFA president Michel Platini, arguably one of the best footballers in the world, Lionel Messi from Barcelona is on the list, as well as the kung fu fighting Jackie Chan, the famous actor. Now, you may look at this very diverse list and ask yourself, are those people criminals? Well, no. In fact, it's actually perfectly legal internationally to create different offshore accounts. And the Guardian walkthrough in its front page article will actually tell you this, that using offshore structures is entirely legal and so on and so forth. But if you scroll up the very same piece, you will see this. Guilty without trial, which gives you a perfect idea, not about the nature of what is described in the Panama Papers, but about how quick judgments and labels are being distributed in the world of today.
All right, so there's one country that is not mentioned at all that surprises some people.
The Panama Papers cover corruption allegations and offshore account allegations in 40 countries across the world, from Algeria to China, from Honduras to the United Arab Emirates. The one country which is entirely missing in those revelations is the United States.
What do you make of that? Is there nobody here who's involved in this crooked stuff, or allegedly crooked stuff? Yeah? No? We are on our own. Where are people sticking their dough? Who don't want to associate with those people. Here's Australian talk host Fran Kelly. We try to get different sort of symbiotic information that helps you to put into perspective what this is all about. This guy's talking to a correspondent about another investigation of the so-called cocaine queen of Argentina.
It's a legal tax haven, but then there's questions about whether that should be legal or not, and that's another issue, I suppose. But then there's illegality as well.
Exactly.
There's money being laundered, presumably linked to drugs and arms. And
yeah, and I mean, just off the top of my head, one of the amazing cases we were looking at is this woman called Mallory Chacon-Russell, who was basically the cocaine queen of Latin America, laundering drug money. She set up a series of firms, one of them were very quickly put on the US sanctions list, but Mossack Fonseca helped incorporate that company for her, helped her associates. She's now actually talking her head off, having done a deal with US authorities, and is in a US jail. But that goes to show you why this system is broken.
And they go on to talk about what is known about the law firm itself at the center of this.
So tell us about Mossack Fonseca, if you can. It's a Panama-based law firm. It started off as a law firm that helped put people in touch, I think, to set up shelf companies and things like that.
Exactly.
But since, it's really got into this whole thing of tax havens.
And of course, Panama is a tax haven, so we shouldn't perhaps be surprised that a Panamanian law firm has come to be at the centre of this. But what this shows is that this law firm, with its connections, has grown. It's got 30 offices around the world. It's set up over 200,000 tax companies, mainly in tax havens, companies and foundations, and it is working with the top banks. It's working with accounting firms. It's working with the top corporations. It's working with the wealthy. It really is a powerful firm, but it is, after all, what we would call the mechanics, the engineers of this world.
The engineers, they didn't come up with the idea, they came up with the ability to put it all together. So what's interesting the whole thing is pretty interesting. Thousands of people have gathered in Reykjavik today to call for the prime minister's resignation. The Icelandic prime minister, because of the Panama Papers, he apparently hid millions of dollars in this tax haven, but the economy of Iceland is in the tank, and that's what got everybody all worked up about this. There are a lot of people who are calling for his resignation. The documents claim he and his wife used this law firm to buy bank bonds. When Iceland's financial system collapsed, they were buying, basically betting against the country. He is one of the 12 big leaders who are still in office. So now the opposition party there calling on him to resign, faces a vote of no confidence today. He refused to resign yesterday, saying that a lot of people do this. There's a good reason to keep doing it, because a lot of people do it. Our poll today at DougStefan.com, do you understand what the Panama Papers are all about? Yes, it's an outrage. B, yes, and it really ought not to surprise anybody. C, yes, I don't see what the big deal is. D, sort of, but I'm a bit confused by all this. E, no, I don't get it at all. F, I've never heard of the Panama Papers. So you'll hear a lot about this today. You heard a lot about it yesterday. It is a pretty cynical way for these people to make money. And it is all about military. It's all about the money that is coming from the military. Here's some comment from our Facebook page, facebook.com/gooday, a lot of Twitter as well. Brian writes, this is what makes me so angry about people who say rich people earned their money by working hard. No, they didn't. They evaded taxes and lobbied for unfair laws. most rich people are cheating the system, and the ones that aren't are guilty of complacency. That's a naive and silly point of view, Brian, brought about by people who are in denial as to their own feelings about this. You want to get the rich. Why? Where do you think that money, where it's invested, is invested in companies and jobs? Tim said, bets on the number of offenders who spend a day in jail after the dust settles, I get zero. I don't know about that, but yeah, a lot of people are cynical about this, but I'm not sure that all of the world understands what this is about. 51 after the hour on Good Day.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
This is the Pet Show with America's favorite pet expert, Warren Eckstein. Warren's the author of How to Get Your Dog to Do What You Want, How to Get Your Cat to Do What You Want, and he's here to answer all your pet and animal questions. Now, say hello to Warren Eckstein.
Make your questions quick. He's only got 5 minutes. Warren Eckstein, the host of the Pet Show. You know, you could be here every morning. I would love to have you as a co-host of the program. You are affable, intelligent, fun. You have a great way about you, and people would love to have to hear from you. I bet on any number of things. I'd love to have you weigh in. For example, on the presidential race, what kind of pets do all of these characters have? Have you done a study on that?
No, I haven't, which absolutely amazes me. And the thing that amazes me more than anything, Doug, is that all of these candidates running, if they took one picture of them kissing or hugging a dog or a cat, they'd get the election.
Win. They'd win.
Of course. Really? Listen, I always say this, over 60% of people in the United States now live with pets. So it's a big amount of people, and people really want someone who shows some compassion. Of all the candidates out there, think of every single candidate out there, I haven't seen one really have that emotional relationship with either a person or a pet.
Hillary Clinton has a poodle mix.
Well, they had the dog get run over. Remember they had that nice dog?
Sox. They remember Sox, the cat that used to run around the outside of the White House.
Yeah. And Marco Rubio had a shih tzu. That's appropriate. And Ted Cruz has got one of those little
full of shih tzus.
Beast on frisees.
Yeah.
Look at this. Ben Carson looks like he's got a... a pit mix, Doug.
Really?
Yeah.
Ah.
See, now I even like him more because you said the other ones have purebred dogs, and it sounds to me like maybe he has a mix. He adopted a shelter. Can you imagine if Donald Trump went out today and went to a shelter in New York City and adopted a strange, abused animal and took it home? He'd have the election nailed up.
Carnegie Arena had two dogs.
Yeah. Okay, so we've answered that question. All right, we got a couple of things going on here. The first dog cafe for rescue pups in our focus up next here. Warren Eckstein on the air with the Good Day program.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So, why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazine, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Doug Steffen and Warren Eckstein on the Good Day program. Warren is the pet show host, does a great program around the country every weekend on dogs, cats, pets. You saw the work being done by this dog named Dog Vinci, a painter, and some of the things they're selling for charity. On Long Island, you can sell anything for charity. But as near as I can tell, they put paint on the dog's paws and then walk around on some canvas. Am I right about that?
Hey, listen, I live in Santa Monica, California. You can see the artists here. That looks like they all put paint on their feet.
Yes,
it doesn't look any different.
Being one of your neighbors, I know exactly what you're talking about. Okay, so
I think it's a great idea. Anything that's charity, money for animals, good idea.
The first dog cafe for rescue pups generating some serious buzz. Our poll at DougSteffen.com asking where you got your pet. Listen to this, Warren. 32% of the people responding at DougSteffen.com got their most recent pet at a shelter, 24% from a relative or a friend, 20% in other sources, 13% a private breeder, 12% a pet store. So that's trending in the right direction, I think, don't you?
Yeah, I'd like to see the pet store down to zero, but other than that, it is in the right direction.
Yeah. The video of the day.
The cafe is a great idea, Doug. The cat,
yeah,
the one that opened up years ago for cats, and they ran out of cats. Every time people came in, they would wind up adopting a cat. So I'm hoping it works the same for dogs.
This is in Los Angeles. You've probably been there. I'm trying to remember where it is. The lady that runs it is Sarah Wolfgang, and she's been doing this off and on for 15 years. She says she doesn't like puppy mills. She's in South L.A. someplace.
I'm going to have to take a ride over there and give you a report on
it. Yeah, I'd like to know more about it myself. I wouldn't mind going over. The two of us go over there together. Check out the video of the day that we posted at DougSteffen.com, too, of Buddy the Bulldog, who would rather sit than walk on the treadmill. That's a great visual.
Ah.
See, I mean, it is a
what
great
a
visual. 59 after on Good Day.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.